We're beginning the rains retreat today. It's not really raining, and it's not really a retreat. The Pali term vasa means the time to stay in place. So for the next 3 months, the monks will be staying in place. They make a vow tonight that they're going to stay here, be here at dawn every day for the next 3 months until the full moon in October, except on occasions when they have legitimate business for being away. And even then, they can go away only 7 days at most per trip. So it's a time to live together. And the Buddha talks about many places, the principles for living together in peace and harmony. One of them is the sixth Sarnaniya Dhamma. These are the principles that make sure that we get along with one another, and that we're happy to be here, and that our presence together actually is an aid to our practice and not an obstacle. The first three have to do with goodwill. Goodwill in your actions, goodwill in your words, goodwill in your thoughts. The Buddha simply could have said goodwill, but he wants to emphasize the fact that it's important that it's expressed in what you do and what you say, not just in what you think. As long as we have goodwill for one another, it's a lot easier to overcome our differences, overcome our disputes, places where we don't see eye to eye on things. As long as we have goodwill for one another, it becomes a good place to live together, and it does become an aid to the practice. We're happy to live with one another. So if you think you have thoughts of ill, or you'd like to see somebody suffer, or you just want to show your power and push them around, remember that's not a principle for getting along together. Think about what other people need, what other people lack. And if you can somehow help make up the lack, that's a way of creating harmony. That relates to the fourth principle, which is if you get something special, you share it. You don't just keep it to yourself. The fifth and sixth principles have to do with your views and with your virtues. We all try to live up to right view, and we all to bring our virtues up to the level that they say is pleasing to the noble ones. In other words, our virtues are strict, clear-cut, universal. Under no circumstances will we kill, have illicit sex, steal, lie, take intoxicants. If you're taking the eight precepts, okay, you take the eight precepts all the time. Don't make exceptions. And do it in a way that's conducive to concentration. Some people get really worried about their precepts to the point where it harms their concentration. As John Munn once said, all the precepts come down to one big precept, and that's your mind. As long as you know that your intentions are right, then you don't have to worry about that. The fact that you might be breaking the precepts here or there, because it's not intentional. Now you want to be careful if you find that you're breaking it again and again, even without having the intention, but you just find yourself doing it again. You want to say, okay, I have to be more careful. And if our precepts are on the same level, on the same high level, and our views are all right on the same level, then it's really easy to get along. It's when these things go scattering off in different directions. That's when it becomes a place without harmony. When there's no harmony in the group, there's no happiness, and when there's no happiness, then it's harder to practice. So because we're living as a group, we have to be very careful to create a good atmosphere in the group through our attitude of goodwill, through being generous, through maintaining a high level of virtue and right view. And that way the fact that we're close together doesn't interfere with our mental seclusion, and actually becomes an aid. So think about these things and look at your own behavior and see which ways it needs to be improved in order to be up to these standards. And that way your practice becomes better for you, better for the people around you.